Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.
The sun has returned most of the time. It's that time of year again where we are enjoying the sunshine. But actually, it can be quite difficult for your eyes. So I've come to Christopher Nixon Optometrist in Starbeck to see Giles Price, who's one of the optometrists here. And Giles, sunglasses, really important when the sun's out, aren't they?
Absolutely, Tom. Yeah, I mean, during the summer, we're all very aware of the need to protect our skin from UV. That's all over the TV, you know, sun cream ads and so on. But we do sometimes forget about our eyes, and it's, you know, vitally important from a very young age that we look to do that. There are a number of things that UV light does to our eyes. We can get minor changes on the surface, things called pinguiculae, which are sort of little yellow blobs on the white of the eye. Something called pterygia, which you might have seen the cricketer Brian Lara suffered with. It stopped him playing for a while. And then obviously premature cataracts. And over our lifetime, the cumulative effects of UV are thought to be associated also with age-related macular changes. So, you know, quite damaging effects really over our life. And, you know, we need to take that very seriously at an early stage, you know, to prevent problems later on.
When we're thinking about sunglasses, how do we know that we're getting the right thing?
Okay, so since 1997, there's been a British standard originally. There's now a CE mark, which must be on all spectacles sold in Europe, all sunglasses sold in Europe. And this really talks about the optical quality, the robustness of the spectacles, so whether they're fit for purpose really, and the UV protection. There are also five filter categories. Now the filter categories are to do with how dark the tint is, and that's more to do with visual comfort, to be honest. They range from clear or very light right through to a very dark tint, which lets less than sort of 8% of the light through. The very dark tints tend to be for more specialist things, skiing and so on. Not suitable for driving, for example, because they are too dark. Mm. And most sunglasses fall within the sort of mid categories, two and three. And whenever you buy sunglasses, whether it's an expensive designer pair or whether it's something, you know, fairly cheap and cheerful for using on the beach, you should always look out for a CE mark to show that it conforms to the standards of optical quality, and the UV 400 mark, which goes to show that it's protecting you from UV. Because if you've got a dark tint, your pupil will open up a little bit more widely, let more light in. So if you're actually not blocking the UV, potentially you could be doing yourself more damage than good.
So there's a big distinction, isn't there, between just light and the UV, isn't there? There are sunglasses that might look like they'll protect you a lot because they've got a fairly dark tint on them, but the UV protection isn't there. It doesn't have that mark you mentioned.
Quite right. You could have a clear pair of glasses with good UV protection, or you could have a very dark pair which you think are doing you a lot of good, which actually are not blocking the UV at all. Obviously, we all know about the ozone layer being thinner over the poles and so on, but in the UK, actually, the ozone layer and UV levels have remained fairly constant. During the summer, levels of UV do go up significantly, so about three times higher levels of UV during the summer months than the rest of the year, and possibly up to about 10 times the levels of UVB radiation during that period of time, and often concentrated around the sort of 3 hours around midday. So that's the period of time where we really need to be careful. And then certain environments that we're in, so let's say you're at the coast on the beach, sand and water reflect a lot more UV, so that will increase your risk.
Here's a question for you. My son, who is one, absolutely hates wearing his sunglasses. How do you encourage kids to wear them? You just got to keep trying.
You keep putting them on them, yeah. Look for sunglasses with a sort of a sports type strap around the back that makes it a little bit harder for them to get them off. Perhaps even go to an optician and try and find a pair that fit well, because you know, the comfort of the actual frame is very important. And with very small babies, they haven't got much of a bridge to the nose, so conventional glasses can be a bit uncomfortable, and so they just want to pull them off. And of course, you can't reason with them and tell them why they need to be wearing them. So they're again also important just to protect them, so making sure that when they're on the beach they're in UV little UV shelters, you know, little UV tents, make sure that they've got good protection from sun hats and so on to at least limit the amount of light, you know, coming directly at their eyes.
So sunglasses, not only stylish, also highly practical and highly good for your eyes as well. Thank you for that, Giles. If people want to find out a little bit more about Christopher Nixon Optometrist, maybe pop down and get their children a nice comfy pair of sunglasses, where can they find you?
So we're down in Starbeck, just by the crossing, by the level crossing. You can have a look at our website. There's quite a lot of good information on there, christophernixon.co.uk. Or if you just want to chat to us, give us a call, 01423 885764.
Christopher Nixon Optometrists on Stray FM's Health and Wellbeing Show.